哇哦，耶稣复活了，很高兴啊，听到没有？哇，哎，我的神。OK， 好，小朋友，你们可以离席了，你们有很多的节目哦。我的翻译呢？感谢主啊，我们的小朋友，他们只是短短的时间就排练了这个剧啊，不简单。好，我们的耶稣已经复活了。
Our Jesus has risen。
是的，抹大拉的玛利亚，她终于亲眼看见耶稣复活了，她看见了复活的耶稣。
So Mary Magdalene finally saw with her own eyes the resurrected Jesus。
那么你是否也找到复活的耶稣呢？
So have you found this Jesus who has resurrected as well?
或者你正在寻找？
Or are you still searching?
又或者你在找着不同的答案？
Or are you searching for an alternative answer?
我在想，人生就好像一直，你的人生就好像一直在寻找答案。
So you might feel like our whole lives is spent searching for an answer.
我想到历史中的秦始皇。
So you might think of Emperor 秦始皇。
他是一位很有具有野心还有很雄心的一个统治者。
So he was a unifier who was full of ambition.
他用尽了他的一生啊，就是要了寻找那个能够让他长生不老的答案。
So he searched for his whole life to the answers to immortality.
他希望能够怎么样得到永远的生命。
So he hoped to gain an everlasting life.
还有那个不朽的身体。
And an immortal body.
然后最终是怎么样呢？
So how did he end up in?
秦始皇还在吗？
So is this emperor still alive?
还在吗？不在了，他无法逃脱死亡这个结局。
So he is no longer alive and he is unable to escape the finality of death.
这个也提醒我们，尽管我们可以追求长寿健康，但是面对死亡，我们都是无法逃脱的。
So this also reminds us that no matter how much we chase after longevity and health, ultimately we cannot fight against death.
抹大拉的玛利亚和秦始皇一样，抹大拉的玛利亚，她的寻找之旅也是在寻找一个答案。
So just like this emperor, Mary Magdalene was also searching for an answer.
那就是耶稣，你真的死了吗？
To the question of whether Jesus was truly dead.
所以今天呢，就让我们一起走进玛利亚的寻找之旅。
So let us follow Mary on this, on the journey of discovery.
让我们再去看见，让我们看见复活的耶稣。
And so that we can see this resurrected Jesus.
好，帮助我们活出与我们的救恩相称的信心。
And so that we can have this faith that comes out from this.
玛利亚曾经哦 ，sorry 啊，好的，好，玛利亚曾经是一个被当时社会所拒绝的人。
So Mary was a social outcast.
因为他被巫鬼控制住
，because she was possessed，
导致他无法控制他自己
，and she lost the ability of self-control。
他大喊大叫的
，and she was screaming and shouting。
哦，我的这个这样乱了，好，没问题。直到耶稣从他身上赶出了七个鬼
，so until Jesus had driven seven demons out of her。
他才真正的恢复那个原来的玛利亚，得到完全的自由和释放。
Then she was able to recover a sense of self and was free.
So 耶稣可以说是玛利亚的救命恩人啊。
And so Jesus can be said to be her life savior.
那从那个时候起呢，耶稣就跟着玛利亚就跟着耶稣走遍了各城各乡。
So from then onwards, Mary followed Jesus through the various cities and villages.
玛利亚看见耶稣每到一个地方就去医病赶鬼。
And so wherever they went, Mary saw him chase out demons and heal people.
耶稣所行的一切是深深的触动了玛利亚。
And so whatever she saw touched her deeply.
也使她的信心更加坚定。
And all these experiences strengthened her faith.
玛利亚下定决心要一生跟随耶稣。
And she decided to follow Jesus. Jesus all her life.
全心全意的效法耶稣的爱和怜悯。
And to imitate this love and mercy wholeheartedly.
玛利亚对耶稣的尊崇就像学生对老师一样。
Her respect for Jesus was like that of a student for the teacher.
可是就在三天前。
But only 3 days ago.
帮我按。玛利亚亲眼目睹了她所敬爱的老师耶稣被钉在十字架上死了和埋葬的整个过程。
And so Mary witnessed Jesus, this teacher that she respected and loved so much, being crucified and died on the cross, and even the process of burial.
但是由于耶稣被钉的那一天是安息日的前一天。
But because the day Jesus was crucified was the day before the Sabbath.
耶稣的身体被放在坟墓之后
，And so after Jesus' body was put in the tomb，
就已经接近安息日了。
It was near Sabbath。
根据犹太人的规定，安息日是不能工作的。
So according to Jewish law, nobody can labor on the Sabbath。
所以抹大拉的玛利亚和其他的妇女要等到安息日过后，一大清早就迫不及待的来跑到坟墓里坟墓前要膏耶稣。
So Mary Magdalene and the other women waited until after the Sabbath, and they excitedly went to anoint Jesus' body early in the morning.
按着习俗，为尸体膏上香膏是表示最后的敬意。
So according to tradition, anointing, which is to rub spices on the corpse, is to show is a final show of respect.
然而，他们却看到挡在坟墓入口的那个石头已经被移开了。
But they saw that the stone that was blocking the entrance to the tomb was being shifted.
所以当玛利亚看见那个空坟墓的时候，她的第一个想法就是有人从坟墓里搬走了耶稣的身体。
So her first thought was that someone shifted away Jesus' body.
她心急如焚，很着急。
She was very anxious.
她不知道是谁搬走了耶稣的身体，也不知道搬到哪里去了。
She didn't know who shifted Jesus' body away or to where.
抹大拉的玛利亚，她没有意识到耶稣可能复活了。
But it did not occur to Mary Magdalene that Jesus might have resurrected.
刚才我们说，他只想得到一个答案。
So just like we said that she was only searching for an answer.
耶稣，你真的死了吗
？Jesus, are you truly dead?
记得在我十三岁的时候，我爸爸去世。
So when Pastor Wei Ning was 13, her father passed away.
当一切的丧事处理完了之后。
So after all the funeral processes were done.
每当爸爸回家的时间快到了，就是过去他还在世的时候，他办去工作，然后他回家的时间到的。
So when he was alive during the time where he would usually reach home was here.
我就会站在家门口的一块大石头上。
So she would stand on this large stone at the doorstep.
满怀希望的期待着奇迹的发生。
And she waited with much hope every day for this miracle.
我希望能够看到爸爸的车子突然从巷子口这样转进来。
And she hoped to see her father's car turn in from the alley.
但是日子是一天一天的过去。
But days passed.
我仍然看不到他的身影。
And she did not see any sign of him.
最后我只能接受。
So eventually she had to accept.
爸爸永远不会再回来了。
That her father is never returning.
是的，按照常理。
So according to common sense.
已经死了三天的耶稣是不可能复活了。
So it's difficult to imagine this Jesus who had been dead for 3 days to come back to life.
虽然耶稣曾经让死了四天的拉撒路复活，但又有谁有这样的能力让耶稣复活呢
？So even though Jesus had resurrected Lazarus who was dead for 4 days, who had the power to resurrect Jesus himself?
耶稣，你真的死了吗
？Jesus, are you truly dead?
玛利亚她立刻跑去跑去找跟随耶稣的门徒，她很想让门徒帮忙她找耶稣。
And so she went to seek the help of Jesus' disciples for them to help her search for him.
是的，耶稣的门徒也很急忙的跑到坟墓那里。
And so these disciples they also came to the tomb to see.
当他看到裸头巾，他们也相信玛利亚所说的话。
After they saw the linen, they also believed what Mary had said.
有人从坟墓里搬走了耶稣的身体。
Someone had taken Jesus' body away from the tomb.
但因为害怕那些伤害耶稣的宗教领袖。
But because they were afraid of religious leaders who sought to harm him.
他们没有去找耶稣。
They did not go searching for Jesus.
他反而是回家去躲了起来。
But they went back home and hide.
是的，当我们的心被惧怕捆锁的时候
，So when our hearts are consumed by fear，
我们没有安全感
，There is no sense of security。
惧怕让我们陷入忧虑和恐惧中
，So fear makes us very depressed and fearful。
我们需要遇见耶稣
，And we need to see this Jesus。
我们需要耶稣的平安
，And we need this peace from Him。
我们需要让耶稣的平安来改变我们面对事情的态度。
So we need this peace to come to us and change our attitude towards our life.
那无助又伤心的玛伊利亚只能站在坟墓外哭泣。
So at this point, the helpless and sad Mary, she could only stand crying outside the tomb.
这个时候，千头万绪涌上心头。
So she was probably overwhelmed with a lot of emotions.
回想和耶稣的过去的点点滴滴。
And thought about her times with Jesus.
回想自己过去被鬼控制的日子
，and she probably thought about her time when she was possessed by demons，
被人嫌弃
，and was being shunned by others，
抬不起头的时候
，and she was not being able to live with dignity during that time。
是耶稣拯救了她
，but it was this Jesus who saved her。
她领受了耶稣的恩典
，she received Jesus' grace。
耶稣将她从坟墓中释。耶稣将她从捆绑中释放出来
，and she was freed from her bondages.
她遇见了耶稣
，and her meeting Jesus
让玛利亚的生命有一个全新的开始
，was a new beginning in her life.
从此，玛利亚就和门徒一样，跟随着耶稣，走遍各乡
，and so she then followed Jesus and the other disciples to the other cities and villages.
她看见耶稣所行的神迹奇事
，and she witnessed his miracles.
他耶稣使水变成酒
，So Jesus turned water into wine.
他超越时空，他治好了官员的儿子
，And he healed an official son without being physically present.
耶稣使瘫痪了38年的人得着医治
，He healed a man who was paralyzed for 38 years.
他用5个饼2条鱼，竟然喂饱了5000人
，He fed 5,000 people with 5 bread and 2 fish.
他胜过自然的力量，能行在水面上
，He walked on water.
他战胜逆境，使天生瞎眼的人能够看见。
He healed a man who was born blind.
他使死了4天的拉撒路能够活了过来。
He resurrected Lazarus who was dead for 4 days.
耶稣也应许那些相信他的人。
And so he has also promised those who believe in him.
永远不渴。
That they will never thirst.
他永远不饿。
That they will never hunger.
永远不会被丢弃
You'll never be cast out.
永远不会走在黑暗中
You'll never walk in darkness.
永远不见死亡
You'll never see death.
永远不灭亡
You'll never perish.
永远不死
You'll never die.
耶稣也说了许多奇奇怪怪的话
Jesus also said many strange things.
耶稣形容自己是好牧人
So he described himself as a good shepherd.
他说好牧人为羊舍命
So a good shepherd is willing to sacrifice himself for the sheep.
好牧人认识羊的声音。
A good shepherd recognizes the sheep's voice.
羊也认识牧人的声音。
And the sheep recognizes his voice.
难道耶稣死在十字架上就是为了要为玛利亚舍命吗
？So did Jesus die on the cross because he was laying down his life for Mary?
耶稣称自己是神的儿子。
So Jesus called himself the Son of God.
是神差来的。
And was sent by God.
但是玛利亚心想。神的儿子怎么可能死呢
？But Mary thought, if he was the son of man, how could he die?
耶稣又说：“那听我的话又差我来者，就有永生。”
He also said, "Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life."
就因为耶稣行了许多神迹
，So because Jesus has performed many miracles,
并且说自己是神的儿子
，and say that he is the son of God,
那些宗教领袖就非常的愤怒
，and so those religious leaders were very angry.
他们认为耶稣得罪了神
，and they feel that this Jesus has offended God.
就千方百计的要来陷害耶稣
，and so they scheme to harm him.
最后，终于用亵渎神的罪把耶稣钉在十字架上
，and so they crucified him under the sin of blasphemy.
钉十字架是当时一种极残酷、极羞辱的刑罚
，and so crucifixion was a very humiliating punishment then.
玛利亚相信耶稣是神的儿子。
So Mary believed that Jesus was the Son of God.
但耶稣死了。
But Jesus had died.
她不明白神的儿子为什么会死在十字架上。
She did not understand why the Son of God was crucified.
难道耶稣死在十字架上就是为了为我们 这些羊他的羊舍命吗？
So did he really die because he was laying his life down for his sheep?
耶稣死了，又如何使信他的人得到永远的生命呢？
If he was dead, then how would his believers have everlasting life?
什么是永生呢？
So what is this everlasting life?
玛利亚虽然有许多的不明白，
So although there were many things that Mary did not understand,
但是她没有放弃，继续寻找。
She did not give up searching.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们有圣经。
Today we have the Bible.
我们有神的话。
The Word of God.
我们知道耶稣就是神的儿子。
And we know that Jesus is the Son of God.
我们也确信他是神的儿子。
And we believe so as well.
神的儿子耶稣，他有权柄，有能力。
So Jesus, Son of God, has the power and authority.
所以他能使水变成酒。
He can change water into wine.
瞎眼的得看见。
He can make the blind see.
瘸腿的得行走。
The paralyzed can walk.
病得医治。
The sick can heal.
被捆绑的得自由。
Those in bondage are free.
他为了我们的罪死了，
and he has died for
又葬了，
and buried.
照着圣经所又照要照着圣经所记的，第三天复活了。
And according to scripture, he will resurrect on the third day.
但我们都像玛利亚一样，曾经领受了上帝的恩典。
So we are all like Mary who has received his
Amen 吗？
grace. Amen.
Amen. 是的，我们都领受耶稣的爱。
So we all receive his love.
但我们总有一些时候会面对困难和挑战。
But sometimes we will always face challenges and difficulty.
让我们有许多的不明白。
That we might not be able to understand.
在当我们不明白的时候，我们的耶稣好像死了。
And in those moments, Jesus seemed to be dead.
我们找不到他。
And we cannot find him.
让我们向玛利亚学习。
May we learn from Mary.
没有任何的事能拦阻我们寻找耶稣。
Then nothing will stop us from searching for Jesus.
没有任何的环境能够拦阻我们寻找耶稣。
Nothing can stop us from searching for.
也没有任何事情能拦阻耶稣对我们的爱。
And nothing can stop Jesus from loving us.
回到那伤心又无助的玛利亚。
And so we look back to this crying Mary.
她屈身往坟墓里看。
So she bent over to look into the tomb.
她竟然看见了两个天使。
But she saw two angels.
天使问妇人：“你为什么哭啊？”
So the angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?"
玛利亚多么希望天使能告诉她耶稣的身体在哪里。
She was hoping that they could help her find Jesus' body.
她又重复的说，有人把耶稣的身体从坟墓里搬走了。
And so she repeated, someone had taken Jesus away.
突然玛利亚感觉到有人就站在她的后面。
And suddenly she felt someone standing behind her.
她不知道那个人是谁。
But she didn't know who it was.
妇人，你为什么哭泣？你找谁？
Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?
那人问。
So this person asked.
你找谁的另外一个意思就是，你知道你在找谁吗？
Who is it you are looking for can also mean, do you know who you are looking for?
意思的就好像询问玛利亚，你是否知道你正在寻找的是谁？
It's as if he is asking Mary, do you know who is this person you are looking for?
是的，弟兄姐妹，你是否明白你现在正在寻找的是谁？
Brothers and sisters, do you know who is this person you are looking for now?
玛利亚没有理会。
And Mary didn't care.
她以为和她说话的是园丁。
And she thought it was the gardener who was speaking to her.
便问先生，你是否把耶稣的身体搬走了？
So she asked him, Sir, if you have carried him away,
如果是的话，请你把他还给我。
Tell me where you have put him.
耶稣他玛利亚没有放弃任何寻找耶稣的寻找耶稣。
So Mary did not give up any chances of finding Jesus.
突然，那人呼唤。玛利亚。
And so this person called to her saying, Mary.
这个熟悉的声音让玛利亚很本能的回答，老师。
And so this familiar voice caused her to cry out, Teacher.
你曾经这样吗？忽然听到一个声音，哎，孩子啊，感觉哦，听到孩子的声音哦，虽然你没有看到孩子，但是你会说，某某，你找我吗？是不是会吗？有人开始笑了。
So have you ever heard a familiar voice? Might be your child calling for you from somewhere, and you.
我们很多时候都会这样。或者是你的先生叫你，我先叫，喂，耶，老公。很自然的。
So your spouse might call you, and it's very natural to answer.
因为你们关系很密切。
Because the relationship is very close.
玛利亚透过耶稣的呼唤认出耶稣。
And so Mary recognized Jesus' voice.
耶稣。不是不见了，而是复活了。
Jesus did not disappear, but has resurrected.
复活的耶稣显明他是神的儿子。
The resurrected Jesus shows that he is the Son of God.
如果他是神的儿子，说明他说话是算数的。
So if he's the son of God, it shows that whatever he says is true.
他所说的话是算数的。
Whatever he said is trustworthy.
我们真信他，就成为神的儿女。
So when we believe in him, we become his children.
就永远在神的爱中。
And we will forever be in his love.
就有永远的生命。
And have eternal life.
若我们信耶稣没有复，若我们所信的耶稣他没有复活，我们所信的、所传的都是枉然的。
But if Jesus did not resurrect, then all that we share and believe in are in vain.
玛利亚看见复活的耶稣，她的心充满的信心和喜乐。
So when Mary saw this resurrected Jesus, her heart was full of faith and joy.
从此，玛利亚怀着喜悦传扬耶稣复活的好消息。
And since then, she then joyfully spread the good news that Jesus is alive.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
抹大拉的玛利亚的寻找之旅，终于找到她的答案。
So Mary Magdalene's journey of discovery ended up in her finding her answer.
耶稣，你真的死了吗
？Jesus, are you truly dead?
耶稣真的死了。
Jesus was truly dead.
他也真的复活了。
But he is also truly alive.
你们兴奋吗
？Are you excited?
耶稣复活了，他死了吗？他死了。
Jesus is alive. Is he dead? Yes, he is.
他也真的复活了。
But he is also truly alive.
在我结束之前，我请我们的列坤弟兄来做见证。
So let us invite our brother Lee Kun to give his testimony.
弟兄姐妹平安，我是列坤，感恩能够在这样一个特别的日子来做见证。关于你在寻找，我寻找到了，你们寻找到了吗？我就来说说我寻找到了谁，就是我们的主耶稣。不对，应该是主耶稣基督显现在我的生命与生活里，因为他是今在、昔在、永在的主。现在我就来说主耶稣基督是怎么样显现在我的生命里。不知道是在2003年还是2004年的时候，各位不好的东西还是不要记得太清楚。我跟我前妻，也是我现在的太太，竟然离婚了。我记得，因为离婚是因为我的狂妄自大、暴躁的脾气，使我跟我的太太无法商量任何事，而导致了离婚。离婚后，我很后悔我所导致一切的后果，让我生活没有了归属感，也没有了盼望，也让我能够真正感受到什么叫心痛，就是当我想起我家人的时候，我的心脏是真的会痛，是真的会痛。我记得很清楚，有时我在家里独自一个人吃饭的时候，眼泪会莫名其妙的自动从我眼泪掉下来。就在我没有盼望和失望的时候，我的好朋友翰林带我去了教会，也是在这个爱家贝堂。在我接触到教会的时候，我心中有了一股信心和平安，但说不上喜乐。之后我就开始学习祷告和读经，也在2005年在爱加贝洗礼成为了基督徒。这时候的我就更积极的读祷告和读经。但我记得在那一年，我有一个机会要飞往中国北京工作，那是一份厨房总监的职位。但同时我也很担心，如果我飞去了那边，我就很难再修复我的婚姻了。所以我就更积极的祷告。我记得很清楚，就在有一次我祷告的时候，因为我的祷告词一直都会说，主啊，求你让他回到我身边。就在我继续祷告的时候，突然间我的主耶稣基督就显现在我的生命里， 因为他修复了我的盼望和我的希望，让我更有信心的来依靠他。因为我能在我的耳边听到一个很清晰的声音告诉我，不是回到你身边，是回到我身边，就是回到主耶稣的身边。这时候我整个人愣住了，我才明白，回到我身边不能改变任何事，唯有回到主耶稣基督的身边。阿们。之后我就改了我的祷告词，我说，主啊，求你让秋萍回到你身边，不是回到我身边。事情就这样奇妙的，秋萍也在06年洗礼成为了基督徒。我们也在这里举办了一个由主耶稣基督在我们生命里的婚礼和婚姻，还有我们也有了第三个孩子，今天他也在台上表演。谢谢，阿们。除了神拯救了我的婚姻，我也看到我自己的生命的改变，就是我那暴躁的脾气。话要说回我在去年六月参加教会举办的重新燃起的生活营，在参加的过程中，我最大的收获就是我听到洪牧师的教导信息，成圣的宝血与施恩的圣灵，这一刻使我脱离瑕疵的捆绑。在彼得前书一章第十八跟第十九节，因为知道你们得赎，脱去你祖先传下的妄心，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，而是靠着基督的宝血，就像无瑕疵无玷污的羊羔的血。之前我了解的是，我懂得祷告将我祖先的诅咒除根拔起，但是我不了解我的脾气为什么有时候会突然间暴躁起来。就像以前的我驾着公司的货车，很容易跟人家有摩擦，有时候还会下车踹人家的车门，叫人家下车来单挑，也跟着有真的有跟人家打过架，上了警察局，最后还搞到上法院，跟对方和解，赔了人家药费才没事，也上过警察局，过后还有又再上警察局，被警告一年不可以惹事。如果这一年里面你惹事，他会把之前的问题全部加在一起，全部插在一起。所以我像我这种不好，所以就在写这个见证的时候，我还跟我太太讲，Dear，我真的有这样可恶吗？我总以为我的天生暴躁，我的天生脾气暴躁者是我总以为我是一个天生脾气暴躁的，但是经过了牧师的教导，我了解到我的脾气行为多多少少跟我的祖先有关联，现在让我更懂得来控制、祷告、宣告，把这个暴躁的脾气除根拔起。最后我要用腓立比书四章十三节来做我的结束见证，靠着那加给我能力的，凡事都能做。阿们。
哎，我的翻译员就不见了。Hello， 我谢谢烈坤的见证哈。
Hey, thank you, brother 烈坤 for his testimony.
我觉得烈坤他的整个信仰的过程就像玛利亚的寻找之旅。
And so his faith journey is like Mary Magdalene.
他从那种看不到、不明白
，from not being able to see
到底信耶稣是怎么回事
？So what is it to be like to trust in Jesus？
到他看见看现在是看见了，但是他有一点点明白了。
And now that he see and he understands a little bit.
到最终他看见了，他完全明白了。
He sees and fully understands.
所以在这条旅程上面，就是要跌跌撞撞，我们会遇到许多的事情。
So during this journey, we might encounter a lot of different things.
但你有听到吗？就是复活的耶稣在他的生命。
But this resurrected Jesus is in him.
他可以靠着这个力量得胜一切。
And he can depend on this power and be victorious.
我是的，我祝列坤弟兄他的生命是不断的得胜又得胜。是的，我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们在耶稣基督里，我们有复活的耶稣复活的力量大能在我们的里面，我们的生命也是不断的要得胜又得胜。阿门。我现在请敬拜团。